Father, we bless you this day. You are God. You are not a man. Thank you for you are God. You are the living God. You are God forevermore. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you for your mercy, O Lord. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. We bow before you, O Lord. We say thank you, Lord. You are God and you are God alone. You don't need a man to be the God that you are. You are God and you are God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mightiness, for your greatness, for your mercy, for your love. We worship you. We bow down before you, Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. We say you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. And Lord, we are before you this day. We ask that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Words Day, the 17th of June. 2026. I want you to thank God for his mercy upon you. Honor him for his good, his kind. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day and I prophesy. I take delivery of God's provision for me. I take the delivery of God's blessing for me. I take delivery of God's favor upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on his word and I cancel every evil agenda of the wicked over my day. You are canceled. Agenda of darkness over my day is canceled. In the name of Jesus, I speak favor into my day. In the name of Jesus, every satanic agenda over my life, you are frustrated. In the name of Jesus, the tokens of the wicked is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, I promote the agenda of grace over my day. I promote the agenda of favor over my day. I promote the agenda of blessings over my day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every satanic conspiracy over my life. In the name of Jesus, you will not stand. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that is put together to stand against me shall prosper. Your weapon will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my day. My day is blessed. In the name of Jesus, oh, this day you produce the evidence of favor upon my life, the evidence of God's blessing upon me. In the name of Jesus, I receive help from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day you align with the blessings of the Lord for me. This day you align with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on his word. I declare, I am not confused. I have clarity. The spirit of confusion is rebuked in my life. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of error. I will not fall into error. I will not walk into error. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. The Lord God order my steps. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into another man's mistake. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into another man's trap. The spirit of the Lord guide my steps. In the name of Jesus, my gate of blessing is opened. In the name of Jesus, oh, my gate of favor is opened. In the name of Jesus, every evil gate that surrounds my day is broken. In the name of Jesus, oh, every gate of containment is broken down. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord overshadow me as I step out today. The glory of the Lord covers me. The presence of the Lord goes with me. The presence of the Lord go before me as a shield and a defense. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy the protection of the Lord. The glory of the Lord becomes my covering. The fire of the Lord becomes my defense. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy acceleration upon my day. I declare speed and accuracy. In the name of Jesus, this day I declare the blessings of the Lord upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, I possess the gate of this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. I stand on the word of the Lord. I possess the gates of this day. I declare blessings over my day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every activities of the wicked over my day. Your activity will not stand over me. I am secured by the blood of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice and let us pray for these beloved people, beloved ones that we have been praying for. Oh, let us lift up our voice and ask for the mercy of the Lord upon them. Lord, show mercy over these children, over these teachers. Lord, show mercy. Father, mercy. Lord, let your mercy speak over them. In the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy speak over them. In the name of Jesus. That they will not be an evidence of wickedness on the land. Lord, that they will not be a report of wickedness of the land. Father, show mercy. In the name of Jesus. By your mercy, Lord, you will deliver them. These are your heritage, O Lord. These are your heritage, Lord. By your mercy, you will deliver them. You will bring them out of the captivity. Lord, if they have stayed there long enough, Father, arise and bring them out. You will strengthen the hand and the heart of men that will work in bringing them out in the name of Jesus. Father, you will disappoint the expectation of the wicked over these ones in the name of Jesus. Father, show mercy upon these ones. Stop the hand of wickedness over Nigeria. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Dethrone the wicked in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me encourage you. And once again, I will continue to say this and I will continue to encourage you to pray. As you pray for yourself, pray for this nation, pray for the state where you live, and ask for the mercy of the Lord upon your life and upon your children. Ask for the mercy of the Lord, mercy for preservation, mercy of the Lord to preserve you from all evil, and mercy for exemption. When evil is flying around, that you and your household be exempted. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. By the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday on the subject of be still and know that I am God. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 46 verse 10. You know, I have encouraged you to read the whole of Psalm 46. It's from verse 1 to verse 11. You understand the content and the context of that verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Now, yesterday I told you that this word comes in two parts to you by the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can open your eyes to see that it comes in another part to you. But let me explain the two parts where, by the grace of God, I am able to see it. I said it yesterday, that this word comes in the part of certainty, giving you assurance. Comes to you as a word of certainty and a word of alignment, bringing you to the point that you stop listening to the noise around you. You stop listening to the report of war, to the report of lack, to the report of sicknesses and diseases. You shut yourself out from them completely. For in this word, there is a switch mode, a mode of certainty and a mode of alignment. Job chapter 19 verse 25, the first part there says, "For I know," this is a word of certainty, "for I know that my Redeemer lives." Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, "Be confident of this very thing, that our Lord Jesus, who has begun this good work in you, is able to bring it to completion," is able to complete it even unto the day of the Lord Jesus. A word of certainty and a word of alignment, walking in the same light, in the same direction as God, walking in God's will and not in your own will. Because you are still, you are in a state of certainty, a state of alignment with the will of God. Now, beloved, in stillness, there is knowing. When you are still, your eyes will be open. You will know. In stillness, there is knowing. Knowing what the will of God is for you concerning a matter. Because right there, you are aligned with His will. There is knowing in stillness. You know the will of God for your life concerning a particular issue. Because in your stillness, you are certain and you align yourself with the will of God. You know right within you that what God said concerning you is true, and you know that there is no contradicting evidence that anyone can show you that is about to change the word of the Lord. You just know it right within you. There is knowing in stillness because the evidence is right within you. Go back to that Psalm 46 and read from verse 2. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and it swell, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and it's swelling. You know there is a knowing that comes in you when you are still. You know what God has said concerning a matter, and there is no contradicting report anybody can give to you that is about to change the word of God in your mind. Stillness. Be still and know. Beloved, let me tell you as well that stillness is entering into rest. You are entering into rest in the finished work of Christ. You know Christ has finished it on the cross, and that is power. You know Christ has finished it on the cross, and that is power. That is victory over the storm that ranges around you, over the storm that is around you, because Christ has finished it all. You enter. Stillness is you are entering into the rest of the finished work of Christ. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Beloved, this is an open invitation for you to live in a supernatural life, for you to start living a life that is at the highest level. This invitation is calling out for me and you, for us to come and live a supernatural life, a life that is at the highest level of being. That is the Zoe life, to enjoy the divine and eternal life of God, the highest spiritual existence, the abundant life of Christ, the life that Christ has paid for, the finished work of Christ. The scripture says, for we have been bought with a price. He has paid it all. For we are a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a peculiar generation. Christ has ordained us, for we are his chosen generation, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Be still is an open invitation for you to come to the Lord Jesus and leave the frivolities of life that you are chasing around. To come and live a life that is unhindered by spiritual limitations. A life of revelation, a life of power, a life of knowledge, and most importantly, a life of peace. Peace that passes all human understanding. To come up and live a life at the level of faith. To come up and live a life at the level of faith, so that you will not stagger to the promises of God with unbelief. You stand still with the assurance that you know my Redeemer lives. He that has said it is able, abundantly able to fulfill it. The Zoe kind of life. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let me say this to you as I round up today, and by the grace of God, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue from this point tomorrow. A man of God said something that do not confuse movement with progress. And I sat down and I reasoned with it. Movement is not progress. You are either running in fear or you are standing in faith. There is a difference between the two. The man that is running in fear is running frantically and nothing is going to come about it. And when people see, they say he's making progress. But the man that stands still in faith is going to produce fruit because he's standing upon the instruction of God. So do not confuse movement with progress. A man that runs with fear does not have any fruit, does not have anything to show. The distance that you have covered, a man that stands still will cover it in a blink of an eye. You desire to listen to the voice of the Lord, to hear him speak to you. Let me tell you, beloved, you cannot hear the voice of the Lord over the noise that is on your mind, over this noisy situation that is in your life. You cannot receive the divine plan of God for your life with the fear that is upon you, that is all over you. I charge you this morning by the word of the Lord, be still and know that I am God. Let me bring this to you from what I said yesterday, that this same God that parted the Red Sea, that brought water out of the rock without blasting it, that stopped the mouth of lion, that gave women that has no children, give them children, that brought food when there was nothing for them to eat, that provided meat for them. This same God is telling you, be still and know that I am God. You just be still and let me prove myself as God in your life. Return to Him. Believe in Him. The Lord is with you. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord show you mercy and compassion. The favor of the Lord be upon you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are here to give your life to Jesus, you are on the side of those that run and they are confusing their movements with progress. You want to enjoy the highest level of life, which is the Zoe life. Give your life to the Lord Jesus. And you have given your life to Him before, but because of one reason or the other, something has moved you away from His presence. Come back to Him. The coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Your life with the Lord Jesus is a life of peace that can never be explained. You cannot explain it. He has never failed the generations before you. He's not going to fail you right now because He's God. It is well with you. Coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and have a wonderful day.